Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, you're going to be glad that you tuned in today. If you want to be truly informed, this is another ultra-massive broadcast. Kyle Hinz, co-founder of 911 Citizens Watch and a contributor to unanswered questions.org, who's been in all of these different commission meetings, the 11 public ones, who was there when Christopher Broder stood up and said, remember, your government funded and created Al-Qaeda. And then we'll be able to hear all the stuff we missed after they cut the feed on C-SPAN 3 days ago. They're joining us in 14 minutes. The lovely and intelligent and dynamic Stephanie's going to be calling them here in about 10 minutes and getting them on the line. Then, coming up in the second hour, former Staff Sergeant Jimmy Massey, who's come out and told the world, I killed innocent people for our government in the Sacramento Bee. That's right. Then in the third hour, William Bunch of the Philadelphia Daily News on the Berg beheading and his article, Berg Met with Shady Iraqi. So we'll be going over that in the third hour. We'll take some calls today, not in the first hour. We will in the second and third with those guests. But in this hour, the next 10 minutes, I'm going to go over some of the top stories. Then we'll get Christopher Broder, who stood up, and we're going to play that clip again. And, of course, Kyle Hinz. And next week I've got some of the widows who were there standing up as well, coming on the broadcast, widows and women who lost their sons and daughters. That is coming up next week as well. But in this Friday's edition, we have just got ultra-massive amounts of key news for you. Diebold's voting machine expansion rattles investors' states. We'll get into some of the latest election scamming that's going on. Also, we're going to get into the new details of prison abuse emerge. Just grisly stuff coming out. The question is, why are they releasing this? If they didn't want to release this, they wouldn't be releasing it. We'll talk about that bigger picture. Beating people to death, posing with their dead bodies, beating them while they're in sexual positions. And most of these people completely, totally innocent on top of it. You don't just not torture supposed terrorists, but you don't torture families you pull over on the side of the road. I don't care what, how sick you are, neocons, socialists. I mean, I don't know how you got to this psychological point of saying this is all great. Again, videos amplify picture of extreme violence. Bush says Iraqis ready to take power. That's a total joke, a total fraud. Military shrugs off attacks on wedding party. OPEC, not to blame for high oil prices, says the president of OPEC. And that's actually true. I mean, they go over the evidence. We don't run this. We don't make all the profits. We don't control it. Stop blaming us. It's the oil companies, and it is the oil companies. But it's easier to blame the Arabs and the Venezuelans, isn't it? So we'll be going over that for you. Also, Ebola-like virus confirmed in Western Equatoria. Scary article out of Africa. EU supports WTO membership for Russia. That's part of the global government formation. Bulldozers keep on demolishing in Rafah. And there's an editorial in the Washington Times saying press can't get abuse story. They can't let it go, as if people are bad to even be reporting on this. And more on Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11. I typed in Alex Jones Fahrenheit 9/11, and even before this New York Post article yesterday, basically saying Moore ripped me off, it was already being said on the web. And I'm not saying Moore did that. I mean, he can tell the story of 9/11. It's public fact. Just because he tells the story similarly to the way I did it, doesn't mean that he ripped me off. It's just the facts. Though he puts his own little UN spin on it. I mean, I'm glad Moore's made this film. It's unfortunate he's put a liberal spin on it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit ARCinstitute.com today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Remember, 3 days ago, during the Rudolph Giuliani whitewash kangaroo court event, that some of the widows and some of the men and women who lost children in the 9/11 globalist attack, in the Phantom Menace attack, that they stood up and basically shut the meeting down, and then C-SPAN cut the feed. We've played the clip up to the point that C-SPAN cut the feed, and we're going to find out what else was said and exactly what transpired and why these people have questions coming up here in about 5 minutes with Christopher Broder, investigative journalist and activist who confronted Giuliani in the 11th public hearing on the 9/11 commission. Also, Kyle Hinz, co-founder of 9/11 Citizens Watch and contributor to unanswered questions.org. He was present at the 11th public hearing as well. Then we've got big guests in the second and third hour, so you'll want to stay with us. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, and now PrisonPlanet.tv as well. But right now, let's just in the next few minutes jump into some more of the important news. New photos and video have emerged via the Washington Post, which is the big Bilderberg Group-controlled New World Order propaganda body. Some of these photos first surfaced a month ago on CBS 60 Minutes, which is, you can't get any more New World Order than that as well. They've known about this for 2 years in Afghanistan, for over a year in Iraq. Photos and videos for years have been all over the foreign media. generals have resigned, refusing to torture people at Guantanamo Bay. I mean, all of this has been public. We've been talking about it forever. Why did it just now come out? Because I said that we had to be humiliated before the UN takes over Iraq here in just about 2 weeks from now. Less than 2 weeks, week and a half. Now, of course, our troops will still be there. We'll just be under UN control and under the new puppet government, the second new government to be appointed. The Iraqi council, the first one was appointed. The second one will be appointed. It is not democracy. It is not a republic. It is total dictatorship with regional governors, viceroys over different sectors, exactly like the different imperial governments that have been installed there in the past by the British. That's all this is. So why now is all this coming out? So they can have a debate about torture, then show the Berg beheading, and then legitimize all of the torture while at the same time demonizing us overseas. The propaganda domestically is this is a wonderful thing. Let's just accept it. Overseas, America is so evil. We need to have the UN come in and run America and defang the dangerous right-wingers. That's what Michael Moore is saying in his 9/11 film, in his 9/11 book. Dude, where's my country? Is we need the UN to take over America. That is indeed in there. So see, this is the energizing of the left-wing arm of the world government, whereas it's, again, an arm is attached to a body. The right arm is attached to the same body. It is the same system, the same people running it. They want to keep you in this left-right debate that neutralizes all real political movements and progress. So that's the reality here, and new details of prison abuse emerge. Abu Ghraib detainees' statements describe sexual humiliation and savage beatings, and now they've released more photos and video of this. Video begins with three soldiers huddled around a naked detainee, his thin frame backed against a wall with a snap of his wrist. One of the soldiers slaps the man across the left cheek so hard the prisoner's knees buckle. Another detainee, handcuffed on his back, is dragged over the prison floor. Then it goes on to the beating and the sexual posing. But notice they're focusing in on England having sex in front of them, or people beating them or making them do weird sexual things. Why aren't they focusing in on the released photos of them posing with people they've beaten to death? You know, they're not releasing the photos of them raping women, beating children, and other things I'm not going to mention, which they admit they have photos and video of. No, they're not going to release that. They're going to release the lighter stuff. And they give one of these thugs a year in prison when they openly were following orders. And I think they need 100 years in prison for raping and torturing and killing. But understand, the people who gave the orders, they are the cold-blooded masters in all of this. They are the premeditative murderers, and they deserve to be prosecuted. But don't expect that to happen of Lord Rumsfeld, who Bush says is doing a superb job. And so Bush says Iraqis ready to take power. Iraqis are ready to take the training wheels off and assume political power for the U.S.-led coalition, President Bush said yesterday, as his administration began to roll out a rough plan for the June 30th transition of authority. Well, we've read the plan. They'll have no authority. They're told what to do. They're appointed by Mr. Bremer. And now we're going to have Necroponte over there, running things after Bremer leaves. It's a totally staged deal. I'm sorry. I mean, if I come into your town with a bunch of thugs, point guns at you, and then appoint five people from the town to be your, quote, leaders, that isn't an election. That isn't freedom. That isn't democracy. It isn't. I mean, do I have to explain that that isn't? An appointed government is not elected, and they're calling this the handover? They're now going to put more troops into Iraq, they're now saying. We're going to have more troops there under UN control, with the UN directing this new government. And this is a sick joke. Do we have our guest now? We do have Christopher? Okay, fantastic. We're about to go to Christopher Broder, investigative journalist and activist who confronted Giuliani at the hearings a few days ago. We're going to find out what we missed after C-SPAN cut the feed. But before we go to our guest that we're getting online, let's go ahead and play that audio clip of Christopher Broder confronting Giuliani and bringing up all the key points of, you know, why are you threatening to arrest the whistleblowers? And then Widow's screaming, Building 7, why did it come down? Why did NORAD stand down? Where were the jets? And then, remember, your government created and funded Al-Qaeda. So let's go ahead and play that clip.
Deeply appreciative of that. And we may very well want to ask you further questions as we finalize our report. As a Midwesterner, I might say to you, I've been impressed time and again with the pride you've expressed in New York City. And I admire that greatly. And I think that may...
3,000 people are dead.
That may very well be one of the reasons for the success of your leadership.
Does not
so we thank you very much for your help, your leadership, and your cooperation.
Give me 2 minutes to rebut it.
Thank
you. 2 minutes to ask a couple real questions.
From this room.
Make sure they arrest the whistleblowers. We've got to arrest more whistleblowers. We'll protect the government. Remember this. Your government funded and trained Al-Qaeda. I'll say it one more time. Your government funded and trained
All right, folks. And then C-SPAN cuts the feed. And more was said, and this is what we need to have. Everywhere these criminals go, everywhere this military-industrial complex goes, people that carry this attack out, and I'll just say it because the facts are there, we need to be confronting them in their face, exposing them, marches in every town and city, because they're getting ready to carry out more attacks. And Christopher Broder brought up all the key points, many of them. You know, these aren't real questions. They would ask, why'd the White House call the mayor of San Francisco and tell him not to fly to New York the next day on September 10th? These are the type of questions. Why did you, Mr. Bush, order 160 of the bin Ladens flown out when all their air traffic was grounded? There's 600-plus of these questions. We're about to break, but let's go ahead and bring Christopher Broder up. Then we're going to break and bring Kyle Hinz up. It was also there. Christopher, I want to commend you, and I want to thank you for being on our broadcast.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, well, thanks. Listening back, that's the first I've actually heard of the full thing, and it sounds like I raised a lot more hell than I remembered.
Well, also, there are some clips where the women are talking about Building 7 and the rest of it, and it's just incredible. But I want to talk to you about this whitewash commission, and I also want to get into... you know, anything else that happened that we missed after C-SPAN cut the feed?
Well, the first question is, am I correct that the entire commission was appointed by Bush, correct?
Yeah, by Lord Bush, yes.
And you'll notice that all the media reports yesterday about the commission and the hearing, nobody mentions Bush appointed. Now,
They call it independent. That's like Heinrich Himmler being appointed at the Nuremberg trials.
Exactly. The first thing that's a tip-off for everybody is that they all leave that key fact out. Because if you put that in there, especially here in New York City, if you put Bush appointed, everyone knows what that means. Oh, that's right. It's a fake commission. And all the media leaves that fact out. And I didn't go there to raise hell. I only went there to see what was going on with my own eyes.
And all it is a giant worship session, so you got angry.
It was worse than that. Did you watch it live? It was all...
No.
I mean, these guys had months to prepare questions, and they just wanted to... say you did a great job, Rudy.
Well, they talked to all the whistleblowers behind the scenes, and then they have their goons threaten them later to shut up.
The whole thing was outrageous, and I was biting my lip. Some people said I was rude. I waited till the end. If you heard, that was the end. They were wrapping
rude?
Up.
Rude? We're talking about the murder of 3,000 people.
Well, I was freaking out at the very beginning. Giuliani's opening statements, he says, remember, this commission shouldn't be investigating anything but the terrorists. You know, don't investigate anything. Stop lifting up rocks. Don't try and find out what was wrong with the radios. Don't try and find anything out. This commission should just blame the terrorists.
Well, sir, the New York Daily News reported the radios didn't malfunction. They grabbed them under national security. I'll tell you what, stay there. We'll come right back with Mr. Broder, Mr. Hens as well. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen.
Danny, my love, the only one I'm thinking of. I see clear blue skies when I look.
Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, this is the short segment in this hour. There's another long segment, another short segment coming up. Plenty of time to get into some detail with our two guests. Then, in the second hour, former Staff Sergeant Jimmy Massey, who has come out and told the Sacramento Bee and the world, "I killed innocent people for our government." Then William Bunch, Philadelphia Daily News reporter, about the shady intelligence background and the people that Mr. Berg was working with. That's in the third hour. I know we got loaded phones for our guests. We'll try to take some at the in about 20 minutes or so if you want to hold. Let's go right to our guest, Kyle Hens, co-founder of 9/11 Citizens Watch and contributor to unanswered questions.org, and Christopher Broder, who we're all very impressed with, the guy that stood up, and we just played that clip earlier, and brought up four or five of the key bullet points to the whitewashers there, the Bush-appointed kangaroo commission. And going now to Kyle Hinz, we'll bring you both up. And Kyle, this is a big deal. You were there. And what was the response of the commission? How many people were standing up and speaking out? How many of the victims' family members were angered by this worship session, this caressing session that we were seeing?
Well, it was stunning. I mean, to me, this represented a sea change in this whole process of the families engaging with the commission, not getting their questions answered, not even getting their questions asked, and it just, they reached a boiling point for them when commissioner after commissioner heaping praise on Mayor Giuliani and not asking the hard questions. And it was like finally the elephant in the room has been acknowledged collectively by the families. There were probably at least a dozen family members shouting out and saying lies, and why don't you ask real questions, and what about the radios? And it was quite stunning. And in terms of the response of the commission, they were flabbergasted. The net result was, at the end of the day, instead of holding a press conference, they issued in block letters a half-page statement saying that Chairman Kaine and Vice Chairman Hamilton will not be holding their press conference, and they will be issuing a joint statement.
Now, so it was then yeah. I saw Mr. Broder and others, because I did watch part of the commission hearing later on the Internet on C-SPAN. We have that up on PrisonPlanet.tv. But, I saw you guys all getting interviewed. Then I didn't see much of it on the news. They would show you and then say, this is what they said. Oh, they had a few questions. This is a giant cover-up. Let's bring Mr. Broder in here. Mr. Broder, I saw all those news cameras around you. Did anybody carry your statements? Because the Chicago Tribune and other papers just said, oh, there were a few questions, and then basically excised all the real statements that you and some of the victims had brought forward.
Well, it got more press than I would have expected, because I'm used to them just burying, you know, the truth whenever possible.
Couldn't ignore it, though, because it went out on live television.
The quote, right. 3,000 murdered is not a sign of leadership. That made it out a number of places. And the other key point, that it was our government who funded and trained al-Qaeda. People like to forget that key fact.
But the other key point is that command bunker they built was the command bunker telling people to stay at their stations inside the burning towers. And has it been brought up? Why did Building 7, a steel building, never fell? Three do that day. Building 7 isn't hit by an aircraft.
Do you know the true story? No one has reported the true story about that, the emergency bunker. Mayor Giuliani moved it there to line the pockets of Larry Silverstein, who was his largest campaign contributor by sheer coincidence. And Larry Silverstein had two stories in that building, the 23rd floor and I think the 22nd floor. He could not rent them out for 8 years. He was losing millions of dollars in rent. And his buddy, Rudy Giuliani, came to the rescue and took the Emergency Management Center, which was state-of-the-art, out of the basement of One Police Plaza. And he moved it from a city-owned building, where it was very safe, into the Twin Towers complex.
But, Mr. Broder, it's a lot bigger than that. The firefighters told the Associated Press, get back, we're about to bring down the building. And Silverstein got on a PBS documentary and said that they blew Building 7 up. Were you aware of that?
Well, it doesn't. To me, it almost doesn't matter. Giuliani put the Emergency Management Center in there negligently. He did it for corrupt reasons. He says it was a mistake, but it wasn't. It was a corrupt maneuver on Giuliani's part to line Silverstein's pockets.
Well, we can get Al Capone on something smaller than the big event, then it sounds good to me. But let's go back to Kyle, and then we're about to break. We'll come back and have more time here and just go over all these issues. But Kyle, were you aware of Building 7 and the pulling of the building?
I did. I've listened to the quote of Silverstein on the Nova, the PBS special, in which he says, you know, let's pull it. We've had too much loss of life today. Let's pull it, which is a term that's used by professionals who conduct demolitions of buildings. So it certainly raises the specter that, the question, was this in fact rigged for demolition?
Well, how did some small fires make it collapse?
Hit by a plane, and this is one of the big emerging questions that, quite frankly, You should know that some of the family members are beginning to ask. Okay?
Good, good. Stay there. I want to talk about what the family members are saying, what happened in that commission meeting. You guys stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Old timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Providence, Rhode Island, Pensacola, Florida, Los Angeles, California, coming to you from Austin, Texas. I'm Alex Jones. Simulcasting on Global Shortwave during the day at 94.75 and at night from 9 to midnight at 32.10, and the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're fighting the globalists who are using terror to turn this into a prison planet. We are so honored to have Kyle Hens, co-founder of the 9/11 Citizens Watch and contributor to unanswered questions.org, joining us. Does amazing investigations. I'm very aware of his work. And Christopher Broder, who I just learned of a few days ago, when he boldly stood up, pointed his finger with power and purpose and on the side of goodness and told the truth. This is all facts. And America needs to stop being in denial. You're a conspiracy theorist, a crazy conspiracy theorist, to not say the government wasn't involved in this and didn't have prior knowledge at the bare minimum. He stood up and he told them three times, our government created and funded Al-Qaeda. They used them to attack the Serbs in 98. That's the Senate's own 99 report. Now, Kyle Hens, Christopher Broder, you guys, you know, whatever you think's most important for people to know that we needed to discuss about this meeting, about the family starting to wake up, how this commission was appointed by Lord Bush, how it's a kangaroo court, it isn't being discussed. I mean, just, gentlemen, you've got the floor.
Well, can I first make one point? If you notice, like, the New York Times reporting now, if they're the left wing, then Lord help us. But they spent more ink yesterday in the New York Times writing about what Rudy Giuliani was wearing during the hearing than about what was said by the families. And that should be a tip-off, again, that there, I mean, there was a lot of whitewash even by the media.
They're all complicit. Bill Clinton helped protect these people. This has been a long-term globalist plan being brought to fruition, and they're all intertwined.
Yeah. And I want to point out one other important point, because a lot of people, most of my friends are like, Bush is a maniac, and of course he's a maniac, but people don't realize Giuliani is old buddies with these guys. Number three in the Justice Department of Ronald Reagan. People think Rudy Giuliani is just some heroic mayor. Even some of my left-wing activist friends think Giuliani is this great man, and they don't realize all the scams he committed before 9/11 on 9/11.
Well, remember, I mean, look, I've got a whole file of mainstream news of all his mafia connections.
Yeah, he tried to cancel the election after September 11th for a new mayor. He tried to violate term limits. People don't remember this. Rudy Giuliani created the Twin Towers Fund, ostensibly to raise money to give to the widows of firemen and the police. And he then tried to hold on to that money and not give it out to them. He wanted to extend it for 20 years, and he was going to hire his girlfriend, Judy Nathan, and all of his other cronies at $200,000 a year salaries, and he was going to take the money that he raised for the widow.
Well, let me add this.
And give it to his friends for 20 years. Elliot Spitzer, New York City's Attorney General, had to stop him.
Well, on top of this, Elliot Spitzer is something else. On top of all of this, they then told people, sign a form you won't sue, sign an agreement you won't talk about 9/11, then we'll give you this $1.5 million. They actually tried to use that money people gave as a way to muscle the victims.
Yeah, well, that was Giuliani's M.O. I mean, he gave hundreds of millions of our tax dollars to every media outlet, every media giant. Giuliani's had drinks with every media giant in New York City for 8 years, and no one's ever going to find out the truth about some of the things Giuliani did. And that kind of troubles me because Giuliani will be president of the United States in 2008.
Well, I mean, I can only watch 20, 30 minutes of it. I watched a little bit live and then you know, got ready for my own radio show. But since then, I've watched more of it. I mean, it's the whole thing. I've watched hours of it other days. It's a giant worship fest. We need a domestic CIA. The government did nothing wrong. We're your God. Give up your freedom. But let's go back to the families are starting to wake up. Christopher Broder, the man who stood up and really gave them the focused attack with the truth. What are the families starting to say? Because we heard that giant round of applause three times for you.
Well, you should ask Kyle.
Yeah, well, let me just jump in here. I mean, the families, you know, they're a diverse group. I mean, there's thousands of them. And so you have some diversity. But let me say that the general drift is they've absolutely had it with this commission. They're not putting faith in it. They're giving the benefit of the doubt. They're sort of waiting for the final report to come out. But they're already beginning to call for a truly independent commission. There's no question in my mind whatsoever that the White House exerts control over this commission. The executive director, who the family members, who is Zelikow, they've asked for his resignation.
He's written a book with Condoleezza Rice.
Exactly,
they appointed
right.
The commission. It's like this appointed governing council in Iraq. It's not elected.
It's riddled with conflicts of interest. It's full of consummate insiders. And
by the way, Keene, the chairman, is in business with a Bin Laden family member.
He's in business with Almirata Hess. He's the director of Almirata Hess, who was involved in some and had some interest in possible building some pipelines down through Afghanistan and bringing some oil to market.
He's also in business with one of Bin Laden's brothers-in-law. So,
yes, right. That may well be. And anyway, I just want to say that in terms of warnings on the 10th that you had mentioned, I hadn't seen it confirmed that the White House called Willie Brown, but I have confirmed directly with Mark Hosenball at Newsweek. He is standing by the story, which ran twice in Newsweek, that top Pentagon brass were warned not to fly on the 11th. They were
warned on the evening of
the 10th.
That was MSNBC, but no, it's AP, San Francisco Chronicle. The White House called Mayor Willie Brown the night before and said, somebody from the White House, we know it's Rice, his buddy, you know, on the Arts Commission, called and said, don't fly to New York, and he told the San Francisco Chronicle that.
It wouldn't surprise me if, in fact, it proved out to be right.
Well, no, sir. We
have
that on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. We have 9/11 sections. We have the mainstream articles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you it also appeared in Newsweek, and it ran twice. So it's not like, okay, they made a mistake and then they retracted it. No, they ran the story of top Pentagon brass being warned the night before. Now,
Also, we have Salman Rushdie, Times of London, banned for the month of September from flying to New York by the FAA for, quote, his safety.
Yes, and I have been getting calls, you know, because of the nature of my work, from people, you know, filling me in, giving me anecdotal, you know, relating to me stories. So I have unconfirmed reports that there were numerous airport closings across the country that night, the night of the 10th, and also military bases that went on high alert. And here's another tidbit that no one's heard. A former Navy commander that was working at a base in Navy in Portland, near Portland, Maine, called me to say that someone who was still in the Navy currently, a Navy commander, went on a hiking trip on the 6th of September with three of his friends. So they piled in the SUV, they went up north toward the Canadian border, they did their hiking, they got in their car to drive back. This is on the 9th. They're 60 miles inside the border, and they come across this concrete serpentine roadblock on the southbound lane of Route 95, again, 60 miles inside the border from Canada in Maine. And there was a M16 toting military personnel with full battle gear on, and then 12 INS agents. They looked in the window. The guys went to pull for their military IDs without even showing them. The INS agents saw that they were obviously four white guys and waved them through. So someone alerted someone in Maine.
Sir, let me stop you. At least 10 of the CEOs that worked in the towers weren't there. They were there with Warren Buffett and others at an Air Force base in Nebraska, where Bush then stopped that day for some secret meeting. Were you aware of that?
I had heard about a meeting in a
Moffett Air Force Base.
At an Air Force Base.
Associated Press.
Called by Warren Buffett, yes. And
they were all there at 7:30 in the morning, by the way, and then Bush flew in later that afternoon.
And what do you make of that?
Well, this is very, very serious information, and are you guys aware of Stanley Hilton, Bob Dole's former chief of staff, who's got hundreds of the victims' families, and he's deposed military officers who said that they were ordered to stand down? He said on this show that he had inside info that there was a drill on the morning of 9/11 by the CIA of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center Pentagon. We brought that forward on this show 2 weeks later to get out ahead of the story. The CIA goes, yeah, we were running a drill that morning. And that was in the Associated Press. Were you aware of that?
I believe it was the National Reconnaissance Office that was running
there
the drill.
There were three separate drills. There was another drill 5 weeks before and another one 2 years before.
And the NRO was running an exercise, an errant commercial jet crashing into their
building.
That was
a later cover story. No, the first AP article was what they were actually doing.
And then the NORAD itself was running an exercise that involved the hijacked planes. And so they had planes in the air.
That's because NORAD isn't full of traitors. They had to tell them, just stand down. We know Dick Cheney was in the bunker in control. That's how, it's just a drill.
Yeah.
And then, now, let's get more into the families and the commission. Kyle?
Yes. I can confirm for you that, you know, speaking at least with one family member who is quite well informed and in contact with many others, that he has serious questions now as a result of independent looking into this issue about what happened in Building 7, which there were some small fires at a couple of different floors and, you know, some, 5 hours, five and a half, six hours after the Twin Towers came down, Building 7 collapsed. And there's been no definitive explanation. There's a pending investigation. This is a current issue, people. So you can put some pressure on the government on why it is and how it could be that building came down, because NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, is right now, as we speak, funded to the tune of, I think, $16 million, something in that neighborhood.
They're going to create a giant whitewash report that'll then be made.
Of course they are, but every time they meet, Alex, in public, and they've opened up to some public scrutiny, is a chance to raise this issue in public, in front of the press, and make some noise. That's why I'm not saying that they're going to get to the bottom of it, but every time that they stick their head up, it's a chance for us to exercise our vigilance and be vigilant and
pose
questions.
I've got another question. How do you get into these meetings?
It's open to the public.
But I know, but it fills up at a certain point. You just get there early.
You get there early. You get there early.
I lucked out. Usually Giuliani's people spot me, and they make sure I'm not allowed into any room where he is because I've disrupted lots of his things before because he has a bad habit of lying and no one double-checks any of his information. Can I digress for a moment here?
Sure.
What are we going to do to prevent... I'm kind of curious because I'm assuming, like many people, that there's going to be some major terrorist act right before the election.
The White House told U.S. News and World Report it is going to happen. They say the Capitol will be destroyed, number one, or there'll be massive attacks coast to coast. Who stands to gain from that?
What can we do to stop that?
We have to expose who's behind 9/11, and I'll just say it right on the air. The military-industrial complex carried the whole attack out. At least 7 of the hijackers are still alive. The others were trained at U.S. military bases. They have their cars and homes and credit cards paid for by the FBI. The government staged the Afghan war, flew 8,000 Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders out in the middle of it. That was all staged. The CIA insider trading, the PNAC documents calling for terror attacks to be helpful to get us behind imperial mobilization. I mean, we've got to come right out with the facts that giving up our liberties doesn't make us safe.
No, it doesn't. Alex, may I make a plug for a book that I think raises the questions in a way and builds a case in a very...
Sure.
I'd like to put a plug in for a book called The New Pearl Harbor by David Ray Griffin. This man is a top theologian, a systematic theologian, a professor for many, many years, decades. He's published 20 books. It's called The New Pearl Harbor, Disturbing Questions About the Bush Administration and 9/11. The foreword was written by Richard Falk, human rights lawyer and professor emeritus at Princeton University, who said, quote, "This is an extraordinary book. It is rare indeed that a book has this potential to become a force of history."
Andres von Bülow, the former German defense minister in the parliament and the former technology minister, says that the government either had total prior knowledge or carried it out. Michael Meacher, the British environment minister, resigned and wrote an 8-page editorial saying this. Are you aware of all those people coming forward?
Am I? Yes, I have read. I've read their work. Absolutely, absolutely.
We
posted his whole article on 9/11citizenswatch.org, where, you know, we've got a list of resources and some links, and most of our work has been focused on trying to expose the farce of this investigation and the conflicts of interest.
It isn't an investigation. It's there to find out who knows what, so they can have goons shut them up later and to make the general public think there has been an investigation.
Well, I know one thing. They're trying to shut up Sybil Edmonds, the whistleblower who worked with the FBI shortly after 9/11.
Yeah, you yelled that at him. You said, why are you going after the whistleblowers?
That's right, and they are going after the whistleblowers.
Well, I yelled out, arrest the whistleblowers, because they were intending to arrest me, and they were going to get rid of anybody else who criticized the commission during the actual hearing.
They have been threatening to arrest Edmonds.
And so that was my point. Wait, can you guys answer this question? Because I don't have all the answers, but I know so much dirt about what Giuliani did on 9/11. You know how they melted, he shipped off the steel. All the steel, well, as much of the steel as
he could. And the firefighter said that was destroying a crime scene, that was criminal, that a fire couldn't bring that down.
And so do you guys think, I mean, the steel was not only sent off and melted down, but Giuliani's people said, we didn't know that people wanted to save. The victims' families had to testify in front of Congress and FEMA.
Well, you don't destroy a crime scene. They rushed in, wouldn't let people take photos, hauled it all away.
And do you think, though, that that's because there was something more than just fire in the Twin Towers?
Oh, come on. I mean, the seismographs, the explosions going off down the sides. I've talked to the firefighters who saw the bombs going off.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of anecdotal evidence that, you know, we don't have the smoking gun because we weren't able to take a swath.
Well, we have the firefighters telling AP reporters, get back, we're about to bring down the building.
Well, that's Building 7, but in case of the towers... There's anecdotal evidence. There was a gentleman who was in Vietnam that worked with C4, and he was running away from the buildings when they started to come down, and he heard these explosions and saw white smokes.
There were white explosion points going off at every level where the floors are at.
Yeah, there's a lot of anecdotal stuff, and in fact, Citizens Watch held a press conference on March 22nd of this year. It was covered live by C-SPAN. We raised some of these questions. We put out this book and showed the book to the press and so on. But at that conference, a gentleman named William Rodriguez, who spent 20 years sweeping the stairwell of one of the World Trade Center towers, and he said that he survived the attacks and was leading some of the firemen up the stairs. And when he reached the 32nd floor of, I can't remember, was it the North or South Tower, this entire floor had been locked off. He has the keys to all the doors in the building, And he's like the custodian for the building, and no one's in there. This is like an empty floor, and he heard all of these noises and stuff going on in that floor. And again, it's just another anomaly. Another.
Well, they also evacuated the buildings, quote, for some drills a few days before and shut down some floors.
William, I talked to William about that. He said, as a matter of course, three times a year they do shut down the electricity in parts of the building. It's a matter of standard.
But it was in the mainstream news that there were all these weird people in there.
Well, here's another. Again, this is unconfirmed. There's a lot of stuff that's confirmed. You can go to the 9/11 timeline at cooperativeresearch.org, see all of the mainstream press articles that account a lot of the things we're talking about here. But I grant you some of the stuff I'm talking about is unconfirmed. But there's another story that was related to me by an employee, a former employee of the United Nations, who has a friend who was a cop in the towers, that said that 7:30, very early in the morning, there was some kind of alarm or some kind of problem in one of the towers.
No, that's been in the news, sir. You guys, there's just so much evidence you've missed some of it.
Yeah, I'm sure of it. I'm sure I've missed all kinds of stuff. In this case, there was some firefighters that came in at 7:30 that morning, and a couple of them managed to get past these cops, but they looked somewhat suspicious. These two cops, three cops, stopped them. They were questioned. There's probably a press report.
Tell you what, gentlemen, both of you, Mr. Hens, Mr. Brothers, stay there. We're going to come back, get more into this, maybe take a few calls. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
All right, I want to keep our guests, if we can, 5 minutes into the next hour. Then we got another guest coming up, very serious issue. And I'm going to try to go to Mike in Washington and a few others for our guests. A bunch of callers called in on other issues. We can't go to you right now. But we'll go to Mike in Washington here in just a second. Before we go back to our guests, and I'll obviously have to have them back up again in the future, and then we're having some of the widows, trying to get some of the widows on next week and others. But this is very serious. We need good people standing up saying, no, we're not buying your fraud. We're not buying your whitewash. We're not going to have, you know, Hermann Göring investigating Hitler here. This is a fraud. And if you want to help expose the fraud, get my video, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, 2.5 hours long. Well, the DVD's almost 3 hours long, detailing the history of government-sponsored terror and what really happened on September 11th, the facts. Almost everyone that watches this wakes up. You're authorized to make copies of my videos, okay? I just want you to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, get part two of that. The Masters of Terror goes into 9/11 with all the other evidence. It took two videos to tell this story, and I wrote a book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, 220 pages on the subject. And Paul Watson's book that I published, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order, is also a great book, over 300 pages. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the videos via our Secure Safe shopping cart of the books, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Help us expose who was really behind this, or the globalists are going to continue to carry out more terror attacks to scare us into submission in this war for global empire. The future of this country and your family depends on the truth getting out, and I hope you'll follow these people around everywhere they go in your city or town. Confront everybody about this. This is the number one issue, exposing who carried out 9/11 and who stands to gain from it. Going back to Kyle Hinz, co-founder of 9/11 Citizens Watch, and, of course, Christopher Broder, who stood up and eloquently exposed these liars. Gentlemen, I want to break, come back in a final segment with you and take a few calls, but right now, any other key information you want to cover?
Well, I focus more on the problems here in New York City. I should get a copy of your video. It sounds great. All I know is that here in New York City, I kind of focus on the Giuliani cover-ups, and because the Bush thing is a little too big for me, and it sounds like you're kind of covering that. The scandals by Giuliani are endless, but I'm not sure that you're that interested in Giuliani.
No, it's important.
He's kind of a minor character right now.
Well, he's an important minion, though, and that's why they worship him. Kyle, any other key points?
I just want to say that I felt that yesterday, 2 days ago, when so many people spoke out, and it was sort of shattered. It shattered the facade of this commission's whatever credibility that it might have had with a lot of the family members or those who were watching. It was like the ice was broken.
It's like the 4-year-old going, the emperor's naked, he has no clothes.
Well, exactly. That's another very good analogy. And I just think that's a very positive sign, and that we have got to shift money. We've got to shift the money out of the systems that perpetuate the things that go on in the shadows in this government. Until we shift the money.
And that's what Homeland Security is all about, is feeding the whole economy through these people in government.
Of course it is. And until we bring control and autonomy back to our communities, our neighborhoods, our regions, where, and keep the money at home so that it doesn't get sucked out by the Walmarts of the world, we're not going to have control over our lives. It's got to begin in our backyards.
That's it. The power is locally, not the skull and bones election between Kerry and Bush.
Well, listen, there's no question about it. Until we get control of the money, the power will reside outside of there's increasing centralization. I just want to look at the big picture for just a heartbeat here. There's a centralization going on. You're well aware of it. I know that. I'm sure your listeners are. But we've got to figure out positive steps that citizenry can take in terms of vigilance and calling for transparency and accountability, yes. But we've got to vote with our pocketbooks. Vote with the dollar and shift out of investing in the places that created the problems we're facing and into the
incredible
the
incredible. We got a break, gentlemen. Yep. Stay right there. Yep. Stay with us. We'll be back in 1 minute. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels.
the trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.